Welcome to the Prayer Journey, where you can take your place in our community of prayer. I'm your host, T.N. Brown.
And I am your co-host, Dave Stambaugh.
There you go. Feel free to join in by dialing 1-877-904-0198, or you can give us your prayer request on the Our Prayer Facebook page. Imagine this. You and your family, you're traveling 3 days to your hometown's community picnic. It's summertime, right? Well, we're almost at summertime, right? You and those that commuted with you have a blast. And when it's over, you begin to travel home. But one day after traveling, you realize that your 12-year-old child is missing. In fact, you thought he or she was amongst the group of commuters. You travel back to your hometown to find your child amongst highly educated and professional people. When you address your child, you tell him how much he worried you. He responds then, "Why were you looking for me? Don't you know that I'm about my father's business?" Now, I don't know about you guys, but I don't know how I would respond to my 12-year-old. Well, that is in fact what Mary and Joseph experienced with Christ, according to Luke 2:41-49. And in honor of Father's Day, quickly approaching, we're going to talk about the imprint of a father upon us and carrying out our father's business. So, of course, we have my lovely co-host, David Stambaugh. Welcome. How are you?
I am doing great, Tian. Thanks very much. Good to be here again with you. Thank you for that lovely welcome. And this will be a great topic to talk about as we approach Father's Day this weekend.
Absolutely. So for those of you who are listening, please feel free to comment or ask a question by dialing in 1-877-904-0198. If you press the number 1, our producer will know that you want to talk to us. So press the number 1. We'll be glad to dialogue with you, and you'll be connected in. So, David, you know, I haven't yet had children yet. haven't had children yet, right? And so, but I can only imagine what it would be like to lose your child and to leave them behind and then to find them again. And you're so elated, you're so excited, oh my God, I found my child, can't believe it, oh my God, my heart was broken, never thought if I'd get you back or what. And you come up to them, and then they respond, "Well, why were you looking for me? Don't you know about my father's business?" Like, that is just insane to me, and I feel like it's so powerful at the same time, and it leads me to think about the imprint that was already on the heart of this young boy. But before we get to the imprint, I mean, if you have... You guys don't have kids.
No, I don't have kids either, but I know a lot of people who do, and I know a lot of people that have lost their kids.
Oh, wow.
And you're exactly right. People just kind of get frantic, you know? You think that your child is with you and they're gone. I know I've had very close friends, whether it's at a beach or at the mall. You know, kids just disappear, and then you hear that announcement. Will the parents of a young boy wearing a green shirt please come to customer service?
And you're like, oh my God, wait. That's
and you're
my
like,
kid.
You're looking around and it's absolutely crazy. Malls, airports, stores, wherever you are, it's very nerve wracking.
Very nerve wracking.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you can only imagine, you know, being a parent and then finding them and then they're like, "What were you looking for me for? Seriously, kid?" Like,
well, and the scriptural account we have, you know, usually when you find a lost child somewhere, you know, not only are the parents frantic, but usually the kid is like bawling and screaming, scared out of their wits.
Yeah.
That they've lost, you know, their parents. And here Jesus is just kind of calm, cool, and collected, hanging out with the teachers, hanging out with the folks, saying, "It's all good.
Yeah.
I'm just here doing some learning.
Right.
Doing some teaching.
Doing some work.
Absolutely. About my father's business."
It's like, what? But yeah, this whole passage, I mean, if you really look at it, seems very different from what we would probably expect to happen in a case like this. So which makes it all the more interesting and powerful, especially when you think about, you know, the imprint of that someone could have on someone else. It leads me to think about the imprint that was already on the heart of Jesus and And let's talk about that. You know, what do you know about imprint?
Well, I think you're exactly right. We sense in Jesus in this story that something is different.
Yeah.
You know, he is about his father's business. And what was he, 12 years old? I was just going to say, at 12 years old. You know what I was about at 12? Playing baseball.
Right.
You know,
about
playing
the baseball.
Business. That's all I was about. You know, but Jesus has clearly been imprinted with the Spirit,
yeah.
You know, at this age. The dictionary defines an imprint as a mark made by pressure that has been impressed or printed on something. And so you clearly get this sense that Jesus indeed has been impressed or had the image of the Father printed or impressed on him. And when I think about imprint, I used to pastor down by the beach. And we used to, whenever we used to walk along the beach, you know, that I love that place right where the water meets the sand.
Mm-hmm.
You leave those footprints as you walk along the beach, and depending on how wet the sand is, or depending on how long your walk is, when you turn around, you can sometimes even see those footprints that you left behind the first time. And so it also is a reminder that that great footprints poem that some people see from time to time. So that imprint is definitely there. And I think footprints on that wet beach is a great sort of mental image of what an imprint means.
Yeah, that's powerful. So, I mean, exactly. Just imagine this young boy already had the imprint of the father and taking care of the father's business. And I would like to focus on two things today. The imprint and the father's business. So we can go further into, you know, what it is that imprint really does to a person, or how that affects a person, how it affects others.
And I think those two things, the imprint and the father's business, it certainly, we have the physical imprint.
Right.
That's left on people. You know, you look at family pictures and you see the imprint, so to speak, of a mother or a father's DNA. You can see the imagery when somebody says, "Oh, you're the spitting image of your Uncle Sam," or your. We have that kind of physical sense of imprint, or even if someone is like their parents in many ways, the expression, you know, it's a chip off the old block.
Yeah.
You know, that sense of imprint and a fingerprint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, sort of, even though that's unique to us, that helps us understand what that physical imprint is like. But you want to talk as well, I think, about what it means to have the spiritual imprint upon us. And
absolutely.
And another great word for imprint, I think, is image.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are all created in the image of God, the Imago Dei, as it's recorded for us in Genesis. And that says that we are all, in some way, shape, or form, imprinted with what God is all about. Humans, in a sense, connect with God through that. And just like God is our Father, there's an element that imprint of God upon us is reflected in our life.
Yeah.
You think of the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, and patience. That is what it means to be made in the image of God, or to live in the image of God. And we know that if God is love and love is patient, then God is patient.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of that connects, I think, to the fruit of the Spirit from Galatians. And God is love, we find in 1 John. And we find that wonderful description of what love is from 1 Corinthians. We know that these characteristics will manifest themselves as we open up our lives to God and let God live through us with the fruit of the Spirit.
And I think that's key when you say, you know, open up our lives to God. Sometimes we're just kind of like, all right, God, you know, this is kind of this standoff type of, you're God, I'm here. But if we realize that the Word says that God abides in us and we abide in God, there's already a relational aspect, you know, that we can be like Him because He's in us.
Absolutely.
We're in Him, you know. So
absolutely. And another great place in Scripture says that we participate in that divine nature. And that divine nature is revealed again, I think, through the fruit of the Spirit. I always like to think about the fruit of the Spirit as the ingredient list in the Christian. Things like love, joy, peace, and patience.
Mm-hmm.
are what we are to be about,
the
things that we are to be manifesting in our lives, and allow others to see that imprint of God on us.
Amen. So we talk about, you know, walking with, having an imprint of the Father.
Right.
You know, walking with confidence. You know that you're loved by your heavenly parent because you recognize who you are. You know, part of that imprint is knowing who you are. And God is your Father. I think we talked about that the week before last.
Right, absolutely.
You know, having this confidence. Well, that's my dad. Whatever he says goes.
Right.
You know, you walk with this certain confidence knowing that God is your Father. And then another characteristic of the imprint of a Father is that you walk with accountability. So it's one thing to know that God is your Father, but to also have accountability is important. And we remain accountable to the Father. We confess our sins to Him. We correct our wrongs by, you know, going back to others and apologizing for the offenses that they've done or that we've done, and don't wallow in our mistakes. We keep on moving. We always want to represent our Father. You know, my mom raised me very well, I would say.
I would say so, too. I think she did a great job.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
You hear that, Mom? Shout out.
Shout out to Mom.
But the things that she showed me, I would only imagine that she would want me to say, look, don't make me look bad, because I've taught
you
well.
That's great. That's a great point.
And I've, you know, showed you things well. And when you go out and I let you go out on your own, you know, don't embarrass me. You don't act like I didn't teach you the right thing to do and what to say and what not to say. And if we can keep that mentality, even as children of God, you know, God is like, here's the word of God, here's my characteristics, here's everything that you need to live a life that is going to not only reflect me, but to help those around you and make, you know, life a great one. And oftentimes we may forget that, and God is like, are you embarrassing me? Like, I'm sure I taught you better than that.
Absolutely.
You know?
And you hear that phrase, you know, you don't want to bring shame on the family. You got the family name to represent.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Nobody's going to be talking bad about T.M. Brown.
Right.
Because if they're talking bad about T.M. Brown, that reflects on mom and dad.
Exactly.
And that reflects all the way back on the family. And
exactly.
So I think in the same way, the way we live our lives reflects back on God. And so we are to honor that family name.
Amen.
Since we are called children of God.
Amen.
We want to honor that family and represent that family well.
Amen.
There's another great piece that comes with this, I think, because when we understand, as you said, who we are and we know our identity in Christ and that we know that God loves us, then we can speak confidently about who we are. We can speak confidently about who God is. We can, you know, sort of brag, in a sense, on our family inheritance. Scriptures say that life and death are in the power of the tongue. And so when we speak well of God, when we rely on God's promises, when we speak those things that God has told us to speak, I think one of the facts of being made in the image of God is that in some ways we are co-creators with God.
Amen.
We speak God's promises. Another thing we talked about a couple weeks ago is that God's word does not return void.
Amen.
So we are able to speak what we can and cannot do. There's a very simple principle that someone, I believe, has said, if you believe it, you can achieve it. The biblical version of that, I think, is very similar and very simple, that we can do all things through Christ. You know, Christ will give us strength and give us that power to remind us.
Mm-hmm.
Remind us of our family inheritance.
Amen. Listen, we want to give away a free book to those who are listening right now. If you're listening live, we want to bless you with our 2015 Daily Guidepost book. It's a wonderful book, a compilation of great writers, and just kind of keeps you on track in prayer and scripture and meditation, devotion to God. So we want to give that away. To the caller who calls in and says, I am about my Father's business. The first caller who calls in and says, I'm about my Father's business. We have this book for you. And then maybe you can share it with us. Why are you about your Father's business? So we want to give this book to you. It's yours. Give us a call. The number is 904-0198. Press the number 1, and our producer will connect you in to dialogue with us. So that's all you got to do. Call the number. Say, I'm about my father's business. That simple. The book is yours. We want to give it to you. So give us a call, 1-877-904-0198. Press the number 1, and our producer will connect you in, and you get a free book, just like that. For those of you who are listening online, we want to offer the same opportunity for you. So if you go to our Facebook page, the Our Prayer Facebook page, and you type in caps into the post message area, type in caps, I'm about my father's business, you will be put into our selection of getting a free book. You'll be put in the lottery. Depends on how many people put it in there. Now, if you're the only one, guess what? You get the free book automatically. So who doesn't want a free book? I mean,
I'll take a free book. Can I do it? No, I probably can't do it.
No.
But I bet if we had two people, we might be able to give away two free books.
We might be able to give away two. Well, we do. So if you call and if you go online,
there you go.
Two free people are blessed with this free book. So give us a call, 1-877-904-0198. Press the number 1 and tell us that you are about your father's business and why. You can do the same thing online. So we're talking about having the imprint of a father, carrying out our father's business as described in Luke 2:41-49. And, you know, this topic actually reminds me of the scripture in Romans 8:14-15 that says, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slave so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. Christ loves us so much that he desired that we did not become slaves.
That's great, Tian. Unpack that a little bit more for us. What do you mean by that we would not become slaves? Slaves to what? Unpack that.
Slaves to anything that would exalt itself over God. Slaves to fear, ourselves, our thinking, our habits, our pattern, our sinful nature, our mistakes. We could go on and on and on. But God.
Amen. But God is right.
But
I don't know if I'm going to, I may invent a new word here.
Okay.
Because absolutely, he gave us the privileges of sonship. And that's great for all the boys who are listening.
Yeah.
But what about all the girls that are listening? I'd like to invent a new word, the privileges of daughtership.
Daughtership.
I think that's very important. We got to remember that we are adopted into sonship and daughtership.
I love that.
Which means we are heirs to the kingdom. And it's funny that you picked out that verse in Romans, because I picked out another verse that talks about it means to be children of God. 1 John 3:1, see what great love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And that's what we are.
Yeah.
So while we have this model of what it means to be sons and daughters in our earthly family, we also have that same imagery imprinted on us or impressed upon us in our heavenly family, that God has given us so much love that we are called children of God. So I think that's right. And if I'm a son and you're a daughter, that I guess that kind of makes you my sister, right?
That is true. You are so right, brother.
I love it. I got a new sister. That's great.
And we are the children of God. Listen, if you feel like you are not a part of the children, the family of God, we want to encourage you, let you know that you so are. And really, your prayer away. If you want prayer right now, we are able to pray for you. You know, Lord, whatever the situation is, and you just want to allow the Spirit to touch your heart, whatever it is, the situation you may be going through that makes you feel distant from the family, we want to pray you back into knowing that you are most certainly a part of the sonship or daughtership, as my brother
Amen.
Has put it, of the family of God. So feel free to give us a call. We definitely want to pray for you today. At any point in the show, you can give us a call, 1-877-904-0198, and we will pray for you. David, I know we jokingly said brother and sister, but think about it. We really are just that, brothers and sisters in Christ. It reminds me of a movie that was out called The Delivery Man with Vince Vaughn. Did you ever see that movie?
I actually didn't, but as
okay.
we prepared for this morning,
okay.
I did look at the trailer, and right. it looks very funny.
All right, cool. So he fathered 533 children, and none of them knew each other at all. But without giving everything away, at the end, all of his children, adult that is, they come together in one place, and they got to see their father for the first time, as well as each other. And, you know, I believe that can really be a sign or example of how it's going to be when we meet our Father in heaven.
Absolutely. And the interesting thing there, too, I watched the trailer for the movie, and it did look great. I'm going to go rent it this weekend,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
It looks great. But the interesting thing there is, you know, not only do these folks not know who their father is, when you don't know who your father is, you can't be about your father's business.
That is, you say that again, brother.
You like that, huh? If you don't know who your father is,
yeah.
you can't be about your father's business. And
very
so
true.
So maybe another little subtext to this movie is, and again, not having seen it, when you don't know who your father is, it can kind of give you a feeling of uncertainty, a feeling of loneliness, and you can't know that you don't know your own imprint
yeah.
in a certain sense. Being children of God, as we know God as our Father, it's a lot easier to be about the Father's business. It's a lot easier to be in my Father's house, as some of the translations
yeah.
put it
mm-hmm.
today.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks, if you're reading this translation or if you're reading this passage in a newer, a modern translation, some of them say, I must be in my Father's house, or
yeah.
I must be about my Father's interests
mm-hmm.
or taking care of my Father's affairs or business. And so I think that's what it looks like today. Since we know who our Father is, we're about the things that God is about.
Yeah.
That, I think, is the best part of being in God's family. When we know who God is and we know what's important to God, we can do what's important to God. That's God's business. I love what Jesus said when someone asked Jesus, what's the most important thing? What's the greatest commandment? What's the most important thing? Well, we're to love God and love our neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, I think, is primary in the Father's about the Father's business, and also telling other people about that love,
mm-hmm.
telling other people that you can be part of that family too.
Absolutely, yeah, I think that's a great point. You know, Christ sat among people; he amazed them with what he shared with them. He was so bright, and we have to be willing to have those conversations with people that we meet. I believe that every day we have an opportunity to open up our eyes, and we should be about our Father's business, sharing the good news.
Absolutely, and that story from Luke chapter 2 even gives us a blueprint
yeah.
for how we are to do that, because we do read that those whom he was talking with
mm-hmm.
Were amazed at his understanding and his answers.
Yeah.
But even before that, it says he listened.
Yeah.
And he asked questions.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't Jesus on a soapbox just preaching. He was dialoguing. He was interacting. He was listening. He was asking questions. And then we're told they were amazed at his understanding and his answers. So that gives us a great blueprint for how we can tell other people about God's love as well.
Absolutely. So, you know, there are bonuses to being about the Father's business. You ready, David?
I'm ready. Don't leave me hanging. What's the bonus, sister? Tell me what the bonus is.
The bonus is we get more brothers and sisters.
Oh, preach. Preach.
Yes. We are reconciling those that were once lost to being adopted into sonship and for
daughtership.
That's great.
I
love
the
new word. To God be all the glory.
Amen.
I mean, that's a big family.
That's a great family.
I come from a very small family. My especially on my mom's side, it's kind of small. My dad's side is a little bigger, but overall, small family.
Right.
So in comparison to that, it's like, what? Like.
And for a small family, how great is it that you can have more brothers and sisters
yeah.
as we look around? People who you may not even know are your brothers and sisters. So, we met a whole bunch of our brothers and sisters down in Virginia this last weekend.
We
you know,
really
we had
did.
We realized that we had a really, really big family.
Shout out to Hampton University's
yes.
Ministers Conference. Those who may be listening even now, it was great to fellowship with you and really just, you know, bless the Lord. That time was great.
Absolutely. It was a great, great time.
Great time. So, yeah, we have brothers and sisters all over this world. And if we can remind ourselves of that, even just in our daily walk, you know, don't get me wrong. Sometimes having a sibling can be pain in the butt sometimes. You know, you go through your little motions. But for the most part, it's such a blessing to have. And if we can be mindful of that, even as we are dealing with one another on a daily basis, reminding that we are family.
Amen.
And we're in the family of God.
Amen.
So we're blessed. Well, I think that concludes our show. I do want to give, again, the opportunity, if you want to have this free book, you can give us a call at 1-877-904-0198. Press the number 1, and all you have to say is, I am about my Father's business. And the book is yours. Same for you who are listening live on to our show. You can go to our Facebook page and type in CAPS, I am about my Father's business, and this book is yours for free. We do have a caller, so we want to acknowledge you. Hi, you are on the prayer journey.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good afternoon on your end. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. I'm just listening. I've called a couple of times before. It's been a while, but I'm also part of a ministry with Prophet LaRon Matthews. But I really enjoy your show, and I am all about my Father's business. And also, I just want to just thank God for the both of you coming on and just, you know, explaining and just in detail, you know, what God is truly about. And God is really truly about love and family, spiritual family especially. So you are, you gained another brother just now. So
fantastic. That's great, man. It's nice to have you. Maybe we'll see you at the family reunion one of these days.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm looking forward to that.
What is your name?
My name is Michael.
Michael, it's such a blessing. It's great to, first of all, know that you're listening to the show, and really a blessing to us to hear that it is a blessing to you. And, you know, that's what family is all about. So we're
great. And where are you calling from, Michael?
I'm calling from Illinois, actually, Joliet, Illinois.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Well, thanks so much for calling in. We've got a great book that we're going to get to you. Our producers have... are going to get in touch with you and get your information. But thank you so much for calling in today.
Amen, amen. I just thank God for the both of you for doing what you're doing. And I just ask Almighty God that he continues to guide you all and keep doing what you're doing.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Michael. Is there anything that we can pray for you for?
Just clarity, pretty much. I've been prophesied, it's been prophesied to me that I need to get into the ministry and as far as to minister the word of God. And the thing is, I've had this ever since I was a little boy. You know, I always wanted to be, a man of God, you know, because I wanted to be a priest actually. So, but it's kind of too late for that. I'm married. I have 6 children. So.
Oh, but, speaking of family, my brother. That's a lot of family right there, my friend.
I just want to ask God for clarity and guidance and to do the right thing. You know, I want to have that wisdom that Solomon had and do what I need to do.
Wonderful. Well, we will definitely pray for you with you. If you have a moment, we can pray for you right now. Is that all right?
Amen. That's perfectly fine with me.
Okay, fine. Well, we will go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your son, Michael, who has called in. He didn't, you know, count it robbery to call in and just share his thoughts regarding this show that you have allowed to reach your people and you've allowed it to reach him. So I pray, God, now that you would just touch his heart, that you would give him clarity, Lord. He's heard the message that has been spoken to him about ministry, and Father, you will confirm your word. So I pray now, God, that wherever confusion may lie or wherever complexity of thought may lie, that your peace would prevail and that you would confirm in your love and in your peace, God. Help him never to feel forced, But Lord God, let him walk into the callings and the giftings that you've already ordained for his life before the world was even formed. We thank you for the gift of ministry. We thank you, Lord, for your hand being upon him. And now, God, cause him to be connected to the right people and the right places at the right time. Most of all, cause him to be obedient to what you're saying in this season.
Yes.
Cause his ear to hear you clearly and let his heart be attuned to what you're saying. Give his eyes vision to what you are calling him to and cause him to trust you, Lord, like never before. We thank you for the guidance, Lord. We thank you for the wisdom, oh God. We thank you for the counsel, Lord God, so that he will be on the right path. And we thank you for the wisdom, even as he desires of Solomon, Lord Jesus, to make the right choices and the right decisions at the right time for him and his family. Lord, we know that you can do above and beyond what we ask or think,
yep,
according to the power that works within us. And you have given us a great power, which is you, Lord. So we trust in that power and we walk forward, putting all things aside that is not in alignment with your word. We decrease that you may increase. May you increase greatly and boldly in his life, Lord. We come against the spirit of doubt and fear, and we trust you, Lord, for what you're calling him to. We thank you for these things. May you continue to bless him. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks again for calling in, Michael. Great to talk to you and hear your story.
Likewise. And I look forward to talking to you more.
Sounds great.
Wonderful. See you next week.
Amen.
Thank you. And thank you to all of you who have listened in. This has been another wonderful prayer journey time with you. So, David, it's a pleasure. Thank you for co-hosting with me.
My pleasure. Thank you, sister. It's always great to be here with family.
That's right. It has been so empowering. Thank you, listeners, for praying with us and for being part of our prayer community. Until next time, remember, in everything that you do and say, take a moment to reflect and pray, because we believe in the power of prayer. God bless you all.